actually. No. All right.
It's our friend Angela Brown, who's the editor of Slug Magazine. Hi, Angela.
Hey.
And it's Slug Magazine has... how many years has Craft Lake City been done now?
This is only the second year.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you believe it?
It's just...
it took off really fast.
Great event, a huge event. Craft Lake City, second annual, free admission, and it's on August 14th.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Now, it's on Gallivan Avenue, and that's behind the Gallivan Center,
correct,
right?
But we are also utilizing some of the plaza, as everyone's heard. It's under construction right now. But really, there's only probably about a quarter of the actual plaza that's torn up.
Mm-hmm.
So we can utilize the
you
back portion.
You just have to come at it from the other direction.
You've got it. That's exactly it.
So you got to go in through the back door. That's just what, you know.
Simply. That's just the way it goes. Well, that's good because there's parking back there. So.
That's right.
Slug Magazine, second annual Craft Lake City. Tell people what they will get when they go there.
Yeah, well, it's an alternative arts and crafts festival, so we're celebrating items that are handmade. A lot of time-honored techniques such as crocheting or knitting, but updated with some, you know, more hip and interesting designs. Nothing that you'll see your grandma making here.
Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff, though, isn't grandma stuff anymore.
No,
so
yeah.
Many people
My friend Lee George Cade and his wife Rachel, they do Grimleys, which are, she will crochet the bodies and Lee will paint the faces. And they do zombies and they do Draculas. And
they're little dolls?
Yeah, little dolls.
And they have little stories behind them, too.
Mm-hmm. Each one of them has a story behind it, and each one of them has a name. Each one is unique.
Yeah, the Grimleys will be there.
So there's that. And let's see, my friend Jimmy Martin, his wife Kat, has paintings. She gets paintings from hotels, you know, those boring scenery mm-hmm. kind of things. Mm-hmm. And then she will add on to them. Like zombies
mm-hmm.
walking
well,
through. And she'll make it, she'll match the style.
She'll make it look like it.
And make it look like it belongs. She's got one that's great. It's a snow scene, and she's put at walkers from, you know, Star Wars in the background, just like that. And a soaper hero, another friend a friend of ours, and they make
handmade
soaps.
The Fight Club soap.
Fight Club soap is debuting this Saturday, yeah.
It's a free admission.
130 different artists that you can buy stuff from.
You've got it.
And music, right?
Yep, local music all day long.
It's a huge event. Slug Magazine, how many years has Slug been published now?
Slug has been publishing for 21 years.
You still call the edit, letters to the editor is always my favorite because it's Dear Dickhead.
So. It's still the same.
I love that. It's my favorite. So go to this Saturday, and it's the from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., free admission, one day only.
You've got it.
The music then is free?
Correct. Yeah. It's all free except for the items that you want to buy.
It frees up money for you to buy.
And is there beverage there as well?
You've got it. We do have a beer area as well as food by local vendors too.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Adult beverages.
Adult beverages and food. Craft Lake City. This will continue and be. It's your alternative arts festival.
I think it's just going to get bigger every year.
We hope so.
Yep. Excellent. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
And pick up your copy of Slug Magazine on the newsstands right now. It's free.
Free. It's one of our favorites. Free.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah, you shouldn't have brought this in, Angela, because now I'm going to get distracted.
Now we're distracted. Well, let's get Boner of the Week done, and then we can go.
Okay.
All right.